Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Word.
Team PXY. You.
It's the Dirty Word. Wanna get dirty.
Somebody's got to go. You
talk dirty to me. Dirty Word.
Dirty man. Talk dirty to me.
What? Team PXY does your relationship dirty work for you.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Of course, everybody getting all geared up for the festivities that tomorrow will bring.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, those festivities are different for everyone. We talked about some of our traditions on the show, Corey. Some of them are fun, and some of them aren't so fun.
Yeah, and that's certainly right. For today's Dirty Work Wednesday, we're going to chat with Rebecca, who says she has one Thanksgiving tradition she wants to put the end to.
Yep, and we've got her on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, did you just say Happy Thanksgiving Eve?
It's not a holiday. It's not a holiday. People also say Friday Eve, so like whatever.
I've never heard anyone say that. That's
Friday Eve?
Fake news.
We have one caller who calls us every day and tells us happy whatever Eve it is.
Okay.
So yeah, still not a holiday. Sorry, Bree.
All right. Well, I would go down this road again, but it doesn't seem like you're willing to.
Yeah,
anyways,
going on this road is going to get us real off track. So let's just get back on track.
Let's stick to why we're really here. We're here to help out our girl, Reebs. Reebs, what is the Thanksgiving tradition that you want to end ever so desperately?
Okay. So my older brother is a savage when it comes to Thanksgiving. You know the term turkey drop?
Yeah, I brought that up on the show before. I believe, Breeze, you had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah, but
it's when people break up before or around Thanksgiving time.
Well, my brother does the opposite. Every year as long as I can remember, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, he's always bringing a new girl home for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Every year.
It's like the turkey pickup.
A new girl.
Okay.
That's kind of awkward. Yeah. That's really awkward, actually.
Without a doubt. And this year, no exception, my mom just informed me that Sarah will be joining us tomorrow. What a joke.
Okay. And how does your family feel about this? Does it bother them as much as it clearly bothers you?
Honestly, I don't think so. My mom doesn't say anything to him. She never would. My dad doesn't care as long as he gets to watch football.
Makes sense. But sis, I see where you're coming from. Having strangers over for Thanksgiving isn't really something I would be down with either. Do you feel like you can't like let loose and be your true self and just like enjoy your family and food with random strangers lingering around? Like, I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel. No shade to the girls, but most of them are boring and I know I'm never going to see them again. And I just don't to the point in asking them questions to get to know them.
Okay, I guess I get the not getting to know them if you don't think they're going to stick around thing, but I don't know if I buy your reasoning there, Breeze, about not feeling like you can let loose. Like, you literally said you're never going to see them again, so I guess go crazy.
Yeah, I guess, but she didn't know that the first couple years going forward. Now she gets the drill, but what do you want us to help you with exactly here? Do you want us to, like, call your brother and tell him to stop bringing randos home for Turkey Day? I don't know what we can do.
If you could do that, that'd be great.
Oh, go great.
All right. Well, I was half joking, but hey, that's what you want to do. Let's send it.
What could possibly go wrong? What is your brother's name?
It is Connor.
Connor.
All right, Cor. Why don't you give little Connie a call and we'll go from there?
All right. It's just one of those things where, like, you don't really have a plan, but you're just going to kind of like wing it and just hope for the best. Or is there like actually a plan?
No plan. Just going to send it. Wow. Follow my lead. Everything's going to be just fine.
All right. Classic. Rebecca, just so you know, stay silent. If you talk, your brother's going to hear you. Okay.
Got it.
All right. Here we go.
Give old con dog a phone call.
Connor Rooney.
if you don't call him Condo at some point. Really, it's going to be a missed opportunity, in my opinion.
Hello?
Yes, hi. May I speak to Connor, please?
Yep. What's up?
Connor, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Heather from datemate.com. I just want to ask you a few questions really fast about your dating life. I know this is super random and weird, but it's only going to take a minute of your time.
Minute of my time. What is my Aunt Sharon for Thanksgiving or something?
No. But it does lead me into my next question, actually. Do you ever bring home a significant other for the holidays?
Yeah, actually, always my go-to move.
Yeah, we know.
What?
Okay, well, we told you not to talk, but that's fine,
well,
I guess.
That's classic. That happens all the time. All right, Connor, obviously is confused.
Somebody just put me in. What is going on?
Let me jump in right now. Connor, my name is Corey James, and you were just speaking with my co-host Breezy. We do a morning show on 98PXY, and your sister Rebecca reached out to us and told us that you always have to bring someone home for the holidays.
Which you literally just admit was your go-to move, so.
Yeah. So?
Okay, so why do you feel the need you always have to bring someone home for Thanksgiving? Like, I'd understand if they were your long-term girlfriend, but they're not. And sometimes it honestly seems like meet them at some point in November and you just give them all this open invitation to come home for Thanksgiving, which is strange. Because they, like, don't have families.
I don't really see why it's any of your concern, truthfully.
It's annoying, and it's unnecessary. I really just want to know why.
You really want to know why?
I mean, I think I speak for everyone when I say, yeah, we do want to know why. That's why
she's
we're
terribly
on the
nosy.
Phone.
She definitely wants to know why.
Okay, well, to be honest, the reason I do it is because I don't want anyone to ask me questions about my dating life. So I just make sure I always have someone with me, so the questions always just answer themselves.
But, I mean, like, how true is that theory, though? Like, they're still going to ask questions about, you know, how long you've been together. They're going to ask her a ton of questions about herself.
Exactly. So the spotlight's on her and taken off me. Like a new shiny toy that everyone wants to play with.
Also, you're kind of using them in a way so you don't have to answer your family's questions about your life. Connor the con artist, what a gem. You know, you seem like a real sweetheart. Truly.
Why are you so butthurt right now? I mean, all of you. First of all, Becca, so immature for you to even get a radio station involved. Like, what the hell? Grow up.
I'm immature. You're pushing 30 years old. You clearly have commitment issues. Hence why you bring a new girl home every year. So why don't you grow up, put your big boy pants on, and start facing the music instead of being a relationship fraud?
Okay, all right. That's getting a little heated. Maybe we should just kind
of... Look, you know what? Okay. No, you don't get to do that. At least I have girls that want to come home with me, unlike you, who has never brought anyone home, ever.
I don't mind at all, actually. More food for me and less awkward for our family.
Yeah. I'm sure. It has nothing to do with the fact that nobody wants to hang out with you for more than 10 minutes. I'm sure.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and there goes Connor. Yikes. Wow.
Yeah, that escalated quickly. Didn't see it going that extreme.
I did. I mean, my brother's kind of a douche.
Yay. I could gather that from talking to him for 0.2 seconds. He seemed a little on edge. A little bit.
Yeah, it's probably because he's never actually met the person he's bringing to Thanksgiving tomorrow.
That would certainly be quite a turn of events. Well, I'm certainly sorry things didn't go to plan, although there was really no plan. So I guess it's probably what you probably have expected. But hey, I hope Thanksgiving's wonderful, with or without your brother's guest, I guess is a way to put
it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, sure.
And don't forget, there's so much to be thankful for tomorrow. And this too shall pass with your brother. So everything's going to be fine. I promise.
I'm probably going to give him the bird tomorrow. So.
Okay, I hope you mean passing the turkey. Not the other thing.
To each their own.
Dean PXY is always up for doing your dirty work.
Email us at dirtywork@98pxy.com.
More of Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.